Our second devotional in Colossians is a beautiful poem or hymn that doesn't get nearly the amount of attention that Philippians 2, 5 through 11 gets, but it's just as beautiful and worth spending lots of time meditating and reflecting on. Here is Colossians 1, 15 to 23. If you want to turn in your Bibles to that, I invite you to do so now. Colossians 1:15. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. The poem in verses 15 through 20 says a lot about the supremacy of Jesus over and above all things. That is the major takeaway from this poem, that Jesus Christ has the primary focus, is the beginning, is at the head of, is first, or is before all things, even over things seen and unseen, as well as all political power. According to Paul, Jesus images the invisible God, which is much like what Jesus says in the Gospel of John, that anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Jesus points us to God, shows us what God is like in human form, and because of this, Jesus models for us what it looks like to live a life in God. When we become Jesus' disciples, we become mirrors of Jesus, mirrors of God to the world around us as we reflect, as we image who God is. But Jesus doesn't just image God. Jesus is God. And Paul highlights how Jesus was with God at the beginning, the firstborn over all creation. For in Christ, Paul says, all things were created in heaven and earth, visible and invisible. Everything was created through him, and it was created for him. For this reason, Jesus holds all things together. Through Jesus and his blood on the cross, God is able to reconcile all things back to himself. So what? We might ask ourselves, what does all of this flowing over-the-top language about the supremacy of Christ have to do with us? Why does it even matter? Well, Paul is concerned about that too, as he then explains the implications of this after the poem. For the Colossians and for us, we were once alienated from God. We were at one point distant, one point enemies to God, but, and this is a big but, because God has reconciled us by Christ's death on the cross, we are now presented to God as holy and without blemish. We are free from accusations because of the work of Jesus on the cross. However, this means our lives must be changed. The peace that Christ makes for us leads us to live in a firm faith, holding on to the hope of the gospel as the driving force in our own lives. Christ's reconciliation means nothing to us if we don't change our lives to live under his lordship, under the supremacy of his leadership over all creation. One takeaway that I have from this passage, in the midst of this pandemic, and perhaps it's helpful for you too, is to think about this picture of Jesus holding all things together. There are moments right now where it feels like I'm barely holding myself together, much less anything else. It is comforting to know that in those moments of life, when I can't keep things together, Jesus is holding all things together. May Jesus continue to hold you in this time. For our hymn prayer today, here are the lyrics to "Christ is the World's True Light." Christ is the world's true light, its captain of salvation, the day star clear and bright of every race and nation. New life, new hope awakes for all who own his sway. Freedom her bondage breaks, and night is turned to day. In Christ, all races meet, their ancient feuds forgetting, the whole round world complete from sunrise to its setting. When Christ is throned as Lord, all shall forsake their fear. To plowshare beat the sword, to pruning hook the spear. One Lord, in one great name united, us all who own you. Cast out our pride and shame that hinder to enthrone you. The world has waited long, has labored long in pain, to heal its ancient wrong. Come, Prince of Peace, and reign. Grace and peace to you. Amen.